And that is Prince. None other. And I tell you, you say what you want about him, but that young man, he ruled all of music at one time. He ruled it all. All of it. There's nothing that he didn't. He ran the show. He ruled the roost. I'm an old country boy. He used to say, ruled the roost. Okay. So welcome here. I was looking at a little bit of the town hall this evening. We have some unfinished business. Today's show, I should say yesterday's show, which was Thursday's show, was so much fun. And I was doing it in, I was doing it in absolute fucking agony because of this goddamn leg. But we're better now. In the immortal words of Oliver Hardy and his sidekick, Stan Laurel, you're better now. Mm. So, oh, here it is. All right, man. So, what are we going to do? Well, what we're going to do is, I'm going to take and see what we've got in terms of news for today. But I really feel like I want to ride a little of the stuff we did last night. Let's see if what I got here. Okay, here we go. Here's some viral shit. What was the viral shit today? Check it out, man. So I'll get you guys up to speed on what was viral. Tonight we have our BSP chat. And let you guys in on what happened over this past week. Fuck. I tell you, man. But anyway, hope springs eternal, man. What am I doing? Oh. Purple rain. Report, VA suicide hotline calls went to voicemail. Jesus H. Christ. What the fuck is going on with this goddamn VA? Now it's starting to fucking piss me off. I got two members of my family who are veterans. One, a veteran of the Canadian forces in World War II. The other, however, a veteran of the United States Navy, Vietnam era. My brother Dara has not had any problems with the VA at this point. He's never needed them. Which is not to say that he couldn't have used them. Let me put it a different way. He never felt he needed them. He never accessed the VA. Dara's one of these guys that will suffer through. He'll walk through a pile of fucking shit 8 feet high and hold his fucking breath the whole way and come out the other end. And when somebody says, how was that? I say, it was fine. He just doesn't complain. But as he got sick, my sister Joanne more and more accessed the VA. I don't believe we've had a complaint. But from Dara, and I don't believe Joanne's had a complaint with them. And then he's required a lot of aid. He's required therapy. He's required recuperative therapy. All kinds of things. And there's been some goddamn good people that have worked with him. But this shit, suicide hotline operated with the Department of Veterans Affairs, allowed crisis calls to go to voicemail, and callers did not always receive immediate assistance. What asshole made that fucking decision? Fire them and then prosecute them. Calls to the suicide hotline have increased dramatically in recent years as veterans increasingly seek services following prolonged wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and the aging of Vietnam-era veterans. The crisis hotline, the subject of an Oscar-winning documentary, received more than 450,000 calls in 2014, a 40% increase over the previous year. About 1 in 6 calls are redirected to backup centers when the crisis line is overloaded, the report said. Calls went to voicemail at some backup centers, including at least one where staffers apparently weren't aware there was a voicemail system. Oh, my God. Shameful. Christ almighty, I ought to be fucking criminal. McCain says it's shameful. Yeah, that's not a word that I would try to give a little bit harder resonance to it. I would say it's almost like a criminal act. Scientists warn of global warming disaster. Okay. Because of water inequality. Earth's dry regions are getting drier and its wet regions are getting wetter. That might not seem like such a big deal, but according to Jay, okay. Well, as long as we're arguing whether global climate change, oh, I'm sorry, it was one time called warming, and so there's a few jokes that need to be made. But let's just keep on, because you don't want to pay, because you think it's going to cost, let's just keep on denying that it fucking exists. You know, I at one time wanted more answers. I went out and I got them. I didn't just sit and say it doesn't exist. This is what I mean when I say that, you know, sometimes you can, you know, adjust your view. Did I support the war in Iraq? You goddamn right I did. Did I support the invasion of Iraq? You fucking ain't right I did. Which is, you know, 78% of the American motherfucking people did. So I'm gonna be this bullshit, you know, about, well, you were sure in the minority there, Henry. Bullshit, I was in a minority. 3 months into that war, there was still about a 78-79% favorable rating to the Iraq war. And I still supported it. I still supported it. Had there been follow-through. Well, what about your boy Obama? I'm not saying that Obama didn't fuck up there, okay? But I'm not ready to take a president and vilify his entire 8 fucking years and call him the biggest piece of shit in the history of the world, the worst president, this, that, because he didn't continue and extend a policy that he didn't agree with. You know? What am I going to fucking do? Did you vote for him? I did. Because I felt like at that particular point, we had some other things we had to deal with back here. You know, we had made the we'd made the move into Iraq. We'd gotten rid of that piece of shit. Donald Trump must be taking some kind of fucking new mescaline when he says that Saddam Hussein killed terrorists. What drugs are you on, motherfucker? He paid suicide bombers, Trump. He killed terrorists. God damn. No, I totally, you know, I haven't denied that at all. You goddamn right I supported the invasion of Iraq. I felt that for me, it was time, man. It was fucking time to deal with that part of the world that was exporting this shit. And another thing about Trump, you were talking about Osama bin Laden 2 years before 9/11. So was the CIA. So was the NSA. So was the Clinton administration. So was... I hate to break the news to you there, Don. Big fucking deal. So you knew who Osama bin Laden was. Are you serious? He wants points for that. Oh, man. Barack Obama imposes new North Korea sanctions. China has said some of the measures could cripple North Korea's economy. Cripple North Korea? North Korea's economy is already crippled. Now the Chinese are just fucking around. So at some point, you know. Here we have Colombian prison drain pipes yield over 100 dismembered corpses. Very interesting. Jesus H. Christ, you're kidding, right? Wow. That's pretty kooky. That's a kooky, kooky, kooky fucking thing, man. I don't doubt it, man. It's, some parts of the world are just goddamn toilets, folks. You know it and I know it. Some parts of the world, you know, we grew up in a country that was trying to pull away from the disgusting sickness of the rest of the world. And it's been doing it for 200 years. America is a country that decided... its people, the people that came here, the world's ADD people, I've heard it described, the world's ADHD people, you know, and their slaves, and their indentured people, they all came over here. And the ones that, you know, slugged on through decided to create this kind of a country that was going to be a cut above the rest of the shithole we call the world. And man cut in half. Donate my organs, eyes harvested. What? Good God, this is just unbelievable. This young man was unfucking real. What a fucking accident this must have been. It was in, where was it, Turkey? Where the fuck is this, man? Bengaluru? Is this India? I have no idea what that is. India. Wow. Fuck. Some heavy-ass shit here, man. Very heavy-ass shit here, man. This kid was cut in half as a result of a motorcycle accident. And he begged the doctors to harvest his organs. I promise I won't show you anything too ugly or sick. This is the news story here. Man run over by truck. Wait a minute, man. I don't want to see anything grotesque. I will flip it off here. Well, this poor truck driver is probably feeling the horror of it. Good Lord. Donates eyes before dying. Civic body fences. I don't understand that. There's just a lot of weird news and stuff. I don't understand half of it. The world's weird. All right, now, yesterday, we had a show that. Now I also can get rid of this. Good, and we can do this now. iTunes, we're gonna turn that off. Let me turn that fucking thing down there. Purple rain, purple rain. All right. Jay Santos, ISIS, and where's the money? Emery Clayton, Apple and the back door. And then Dr. Jim versus Emery Clayton and the disconnect in French disconnect. Now, the other news we have here, Colombian prison drain pipes yield over 100 dismembered corpses. And
I think it's pretty interesting. I wanted to do some contribution, and I found out there's a Colombian drain pipes, and they got dudes that was cut up in it, too. Did you hear about it?
Yeah. What about it?
What do you mean, what about it? It's pretty interesting.
Okay, that'll be R.C. Collins. Dudes that were, you know, Colombian drain pipes. All right, shit. God, that's terrible. Barack Obama imposes new Korea sanctions. Dr. Jim Sadler, Emery Clayton, and Jay Santos. Well, hi there, sexy eyes.
Hello, Phil. Well, I don't think there's any. My feeling on sex.
There's an awful lot of stats on global warming. Global warming is going to cause my heat. Because of those of us who have a sexual energy and because of global warming, the heat that it will
is he afraid? Is Chris Norton just afraid of...
Yeah, it seems... Well, it seems like that... I think there's a chance.
And, Doctor, do you also feel
No. I think that where we're headed, Chris.
I thought I'd bring on my own special doctor about this. His name is Dr. Ed Woosney. Dr. Edward Woosney of Pratt-Line University. Dr. Ed Woosney. I want to bring on Dr. Ed Woosney from Pratt-Line University, if I could, and he's going to give you a taste of what to expect here in the next 90 minutes. But I can assure you that it's my hope and my prayer. Let's see here. Dr. Ed Woosney, Dr. Woosney,
understand. Global warming is the result of the ozone layer. It's the result of these carbon gases that have been emitted.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Now, you understand that? Now, you went out with my daughter, and she now has an STD. Not a problem. I understand these things happen. But I'm not paying for it.
Yes, sir. So, Dr. Woosney, how do you feel about
it? Oh, how do I feel about anything? I think that it's wrong. Hi. Yes. This is,
Do you feel it's...
I feel it's important for all of us to understand that the wig that you're wearing, that I wear a wig.
Mr. Henry, this is Bob Green. I'm here at, I'm here with Jim Beprup and, Sal Holstein. These are guys that have been by my side through thick and thin. Sal, how you been?
I'm great.
Sal's one of the best.
So, Chris, Dr. Woosney,
Well, Chris, I can tell you that right now I'm here in the conference center of the, and you're asking will global warming affect individuals who are sexually active, and when we say sexually active, professionals in the adult film business?
Yeah, I thought that, be interesting to talk about that. Is there any extra? Is there extra warming?
There's no extra warming, and it doesn't warm the planet that way. No, Chris, there's no extra warming. It doesn't warm the planet that way.
All right, so I'm good.
I would say, yes, you're good. Well, yes, you are good. And you shouldn't worry about any of that. This is all will be revealed.
Well, what do you mean all will be revealed?
Yeah, that sounds kind of weird.
Well, it can sound weird. It doesn't matter to me what it sounds like. Well, Chris?
All right. Chris Norr with Dr. Ron Tarner.
Mr. Henry, right now I'm at the, I'm in the conference center here at the University of Booth. I'm in the conference center here at New Decker University. I'm in the conference center here at Boisterline University. In the conference center here at San Leandro City College, and what we're finding out is they found chopped up bodies in a prison in Colombia and everything. And with me is Doctor. You know that doctor?
Yeah, there's some. Well, I do, and yes. Hi. Yeah, that I do. And if I can have the phone.
Well, you can't take the phone away from me.
All right.
Jesus. I'm not allowed to take the phone, I guess. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
The situation in South America is as follows. We have a situation there at Columbia prison.
All right, here we go. I think here we go. No. Oh, God, fuck. All right. Wait a minute, man. Purple rain, try. Here we go. God damn it. This would be Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay is, Republican Town Hall minutes away. Oh, I guess I missed the, Donald Trump one. Whatever. Fuck. Can't give a shit. I mean, what's this cat gonna say in the fucking... Alright, where am I at, man? Here we go. Ted's J. Ow. Wait a minute, man. I want, yeah, let me see if GH. Here we go. Helicopter? Plane crash? And Chris Norton probably ought to be in porn, something like this, you know, like...
Right now, Mr. Henry, for our feature, which is Norton Explodes. This is a new Norton Explodes feature. It's, this is called Brown. This is called Brown Wishes.
What is it called?
It's called new. It's called Free and Wild in Her Hills. This is the one we were talking about, running free and wild in her hills, free and wild in Miranda's, free and wild in Miranda's Canyon. No, it's called. It's called Free and Wild in Miranda's, on Miranda's Veranda. This is called Miranda's Veranda. Getting comfy on Miranda's Veranda.
Wait, what is it called again?
I'm sorry, it's called...
Getting Comfy?
Yeah, Getting Comfy on Miranda's Veranda.
Miranda Veranda?
Miranda's
Veranda. All right.
And it's a very comfy... The other one is Wild and Free in your hill. The other one is nuts. I may be nuts, but at least I get dates. No. One's called Bob and his nuts. Bob's nuts. The other one's called Chris's nuts. This one's called Chris's meat locker. Norton's meat locker.
Norton's meat locker.
Yeah. What's his problem, man?
You know, do I have to sit in the studio? Can I be dismissed?
No, Margaret, you're part of the show.
Yeah, I would like it if you'd say, Miss Gray.
Oh, you would you? Well...
Wait a minute, man. Where's the fucking airplane? There it is. And then I need, Eyewitness News. Sorry, Eyewitness News. ACD. Eyewitness News. And then, we got 27 minutes. Okay. So I need the music. And the music there is going to be, mid-roll. All right. Wix, mid-roll. Testing 1, 2.
The blunt for breakfast. 2 chains. Got them staring at my neck.
I take my drugs and doses.
Waking up the bitches in my hotel suite, we be going on the mileage. Hauling on the Friday, why you looking at me? Shout out, recognizing I'm the only one is bottled. Only one is bottled. Only one is going out the country, gotta keep a translator for the model. Only one I'm on the rep and fly shit, only keep some fly shit on me, keep a fly bitch on me. Fly shit on me, 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 fly shit on me.
My trainers not matching my jacket. I'm scared with that baby in that eight.
I take my drugs and doses.
Yeah. Testing 1, 2. Oh, how I wish that it would rain. My girl's gone away. Maybe we ought to do some of that, man. What you think, huh? I don't know. Let me see.
I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, how I wish that it would rain.
QRST. All right, man. Let's see. This may not be the thing to do here.
My life is filled with gloom. So day after day I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying.
Oh, man. All right, man. All right, man. All right, man. All right, man. All right. We ready? We ready.